Good morning, and welcome to our daily edition of The Zelda Show, a sprinkling of music, news, interviews, and general chit-chat. Find out more about the Jewish world here and in Israel in a unique and easy manner. Your host and producer, Zelda.
Come fly, El Al, and your spirit will climb ever higher as your heart takes wings. And with the birds it sings, a song of joyous praise. El Al is the airline of Israel that calls for you with open arms. Come fly, El Al, come fly.
Good morning, and how are you this morning? You know, every time I get up and every time I look outside, I think it's nice, it's sunny, and then they make the forecast, and the forecast says it's going to snow again. Can't believe it. Anyway, it's almost over. I don't know how much longer it's going to be, but just keep telling yourself it's almost over. Anyway, the news is just about to begin, so let's go to Arut Sheva.
Is Israel National Radio, the only independent news talk network in the Middle East, with news every half hour, on the half hour. Now, from the Israel National Radio newsroom, here's Ernie Singer.
The Tel Aviv Magistrates Court has accepted a plea bargain deal in the trial of former prosecutor Liora Glatt-Berkovits, giving her an 8-month suspended sentence and a fine of 10,000 shekels on a charge of breach of duty for her part in leaking information to the Haaretz Daily in 2003 about an investigation into Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's financial relationship with South African businessman Cyril Curran. According to the evidence, Curran allegedly transferred a sum of $1.5 million to the account of Gilad Sharon, the Prime Minister's son, to pay debts from internal Likud elections in violation of Israeli law. Some people say fear of conviction in the current case and other corruption allegations are behind the Prime Minister's plans to remove the Jews from the Gaza Strip and the Jenin area. New York Assemblyman Dov Hyken and a group of 40 American Jews are in the final full day of a solidarity visit to Gush Katif. Hyken says everyone should visit Israel's southern Mediterranean coastal area, regardless of where they stand on the issue.
Most people, Israelis, Americans, and other Jews, really have no clue. They have no clue. They think this is some forsaken place, that who cares? Let's just give it up. They have no clue as to what the reality is here, and they have an obligation to themselves to come here and meet people and see people.
Hyken says the Jews of Gush Katif have given him more moral support than he has given them. Hear more about the trip on the Activist Hour with Avi Hyman on the internet at IsraelNationalRadio.com. The Shas Party is considering supporting a call for a referendum on the pullout during a Knesset committee meeting on Monday. Knesset Speaker Reuven Rivlin has halted a parliamentary session after not one member of the government showed up today. It's the second day of ceremonies associated with the opening of the new Holocaust Museum at the Yad Vashem Institute in Jerusalem. At the opening observance, Holocaust survivor and Nobel laureate Elie Wiesel said, "Jews don't recall the Holocaust just to make people weep."
We didn't want pity. If we decided to tell the tale, it is because we wanted the world to be a better world.
Prime Minister Sharon is using the presence of world leaders, especially those from Europe, to press for the recognition of Lebanese terror group Hezbollah for what it is. Syrian intelligence agents have pulled out of large parts of Lebanon in a step toward meeting United States and Lebanese opposition demands for an end to Syria's control over its small neighbor. As the Syrian forces retreat under global pressure, there's no end in sight to Lebanon's political crisis, with pro-Syrian Prime Minister-designate Omar Karami making no progress in efforts to convince the opposition to join a unity government. A Lebanese security source says he expects all Syrian intelligence in Beirut, the north, and the Mount Lebanon area overlooking the capital to have moved to eastern Lebanon by tonight. He put their number at 150 to 200. For now, Syrian intelligence retains its Lebanon headquarters in the Bekaa Valley town of Anjar, but the closure of the Beirut office indicates Syrian forces have almost completed the first phase of a withdrawal from Lebanon announced 11 days ago. PLO commanders say Israel has formally turned Jericho over to PLO security control. The army is moving a checkpoint near the Dead Sea area city further north to allow PLO traffic access to Ramallah north of Jerusalem. The army is also opening the Jordan Valley Highway to vehicles from the PLO-assigned areas today. Jericho may be the last city turned over to the PLO if the murderers of Tourism Minister Rehavam Ze'evi and a terrorist caught on the weapons ship Karin A are released. At the request of Labor Member of Knesset Yuli Tamir, Police Commissioner Moshe Karadi says he will examine the reports of violence and the use of excessive force by police during a protest at Tel Aviv University against cuts to the higher education budget, which are closing down 10 departments at the school. Quoting Gal Dai, chairman of the National Student Union, the struggle against the budget cuts to higher education has only started. The National Labor Court has ruled that El Al Airlines must pay wages to its flight attendants while they are in training. Up until now, flight attendants had to undergo a two-month course, and airport stewards took a similar course without receiving any pay.
Joining us now is Dr. Daniel Rad, a graduate in medicine and surgery from Rome, Italy, specializing in permanent allergy elimination and negative emotional release. Dr. Rad is also a researcher in alternative medicine. If you're suffering from food and environmental allergy reaction or have negative emotional issues, call Tuesday or Thursday, 416-269-0151, or Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, 416-535-8034. Hi, Dr. Rad. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Zelda. Good morning, everybody.
I have to tell you something.
Yes.
You know, I was at a meeting yesterday of my Unity Referral Network, and I had to make a presentation. So I started to speak, and I said, who here has listened to the show? And most of the hands went up. And after the presentation, they all said to me, we love Dr. Rad.
Oh, really?
My gosh! What is it? You have this incredible charm. It's wonderful. No, seriously. Okay. And it's all true, people, because he's a doll. All right, let's talk again about the immune system and why it's so important, Dr. Rad.
Immune system, you know, when we talk about the immune system, somebody may say, okay, immune system, or somebody says immune system, I hear from my patients. Doesn't matter how they pronounce it, but the main idea is just our body defense system. What is our body defense system? Again, I don't want to go in those medical terminology, whatever. Just simply, I say one of our body system, which has responsibility to defend our body against infectious disease, viral disease, bacterial disease, fungal disease, or any other disease or any other dysfunction, and any symptom. Any sign or disease sign or not well-being sign means immune system had problem, so therefore created such a symptom or syndrome or sign. So therefore we say, now we are in trouble because this organ is not functioning well, producing the symptom. That means immune system couldn't take care of that matter, that organ. Immune system is immune system producer locations are bone marrow, thymus gland, spleen, lymphatic system, everywhere. They are specifically specialized to produce immune system agents. What are they? They are called gamma globulin. What are they? They are pure protein. What are they? They are a result of whatever we eat. Anything we eat, digest, and absorb, if we do well. So therefore, I'm going to conclude it here in a few minutes, telling that if we don't eat well, if we don't digest well, if we don't produce well, if we don't absorb well, so we are not nurturing immune system, plus many other systems, they are nurtured well. So therefore, weakest organ will be the first organ fall apart or feel sick. So again, what is my goal of this discussion is, digestive system is very important. If you are suffering from mild to severe digestive system problems, so you have to do something because you cannot go ahead this way.
Your remedy, the WHO remedy, WHO me remedy, yeah. God made remedy. Since I've been taking it, I can see very different results. But the one thing I asked you earlier, are you sure there isn't an appetite depressant in that?
No.
Because I'm not eating very much.
So you don't need to eat very much. Because whatever you eat can digest well, can produce well, can nurture well. So if body is working well, system is working well, doesn't need to eat much. And if you see people who eat more than regular, they have to. Each person has different capacity, different way to eat, different amount to eat. So that means, you know what, let me make it simple. If the stomach is really working well, A small amount of food is enough to afford all necessity of body. We don't need to take in kilos of food. And
I never had kilos of food to begin with.
And supplements. We
yeah.
don't need them.
Okay. All right. It's called the Humi Remedy, and it's available at Dr. Rad's by calling 416-535-8034. Incredible, as you are. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Dr. Rad.
Dr. Daniel Rad will return tomorrow morning with more information on allergy elimination and other complementary methods. Dr. Rad is located at two convenient locations, 2753 Eglinton Avenue East, Suite 202, telephone 416-269-0151, or 800 Bathurst Street, Suite 205, telephone 416-535-8034.
Attention world travelers, fly with Aerotsvit and Ukrainian Airlines to exciting destinations. Only Aerotsvit provides non-stop service between Toronto and Kiev and offers smooth connections to the major cities in the Ukraine, Israel, Central and Eastern Europe, and more. Visit our website at www.aerotsvit.ca or call 1-416-961-5948. For more information, our network is your advantage with Aerotsvit Ukrainian Airlines. The Mitzvah Moment with Rabbi Mendel Kaplan is proudly made possible by the Unity Referral Network, URN, bringing Jews together in business and pleasure. For business referrals, visit our website at www.unityreferralnetwork.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Mark Covant, owner of Diamonds Unlimited, the Diamond and Design Specialist. 50 years ago, one of the ways my father developed a relationship with his clients was to offer easy financing that almost anyone could take advantage of. To commemorate those days, when customers became friends, Diamonds Unlimited is offering a 12-month interest-free easy financing on our complete collection of Heritage Brilliant diamonds, earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Buy a half-carat diamond for only $9.95 or $50 a month. We have 3/4-carat diamonds on sale for only $14.95, with friendly financing at only $75 a month. And for those who prefer larger, choose from a great selection of diamonds ranging from 1 carat up to 5 carats in size. Whether you're looking for the highest quality diamond or the biggest flash for the cash, visit Diamonds Unlimited at 2104 Highway 7 East of Kiel. Our website is diamondsunlimited.ca. Hurry! Our 12-month interest-free financing won't last forever.
Good morning, Rabbi Kaplan.
Good morning, Zelda. Today we're going to talk about the power of the Aleph, the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet. The last couple of days we've been talking about Moshe Rabbeinu being called to by God. And interestingly, the word that's used is Vayikra, and he calls. Contrastingly, Bilam, who was the representation of evil and a prophet who brought no good to this world, also is called to by God, but the word used is Vayakar, and God came upon him. Isn't it fascinating that the word Vayikra and the word Vayakar are almost identical with the exception of the Aleph? Rashi tells us Vayikra Lashain Chiba. It's a language of love. Lashain Shamlache Hashodes Mishtam Shambay. It's a language that the angels use. So why is angelic syntax the word Vayikra, and Vayakar, contrastingly, is called a language of Tuma, one of confusion, an opaque type of relationship with God in which there is no clarity? And the answer is, Zelda, the power of the Aleph. Aleph represents the Almighty. Alufo Shalolam, the master of the universe. Aleph represents